Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe.
They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe. If you believe.
You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything.
Hello and welcome to you all. I'm so excited to be here with you tonight. I'm your host, Sophia, and you're listening to Sophia's Choice, the show that digs a little deeper into some thought-provoking topics that resonate and fascinate me. So, tonight, I'd like to discuss emotions, a topic which really we really don't take much notice of as we go through our daily lives. And I think it's so important for us to distinguish between our emotions because it influences everything. Now, what do emotions mean to people? The dictionary will explain that emotions mean a strong feeling deriving from one's circumstances, mood or relationship with others. How does that influence our lives? Well, let me tell you, let me expand on this. It influences how we live. It influences how we interact with others. The choices that we make, the actions that we take, that we have, and what we give. So it's really interesting to me how we move forward on a daily basis with the emotions that we have and all the experiences that that we have. So yeah, it's very, very interesting. Emotions. Okay, so what are the six emotions that we feel are really important in our lives? You know, what do we do? What do we experience on a daily basis? Psychologist Paul Ekman, I read a report actually that he produced in the 70s that identified the six basic emotions that were universally, okay, so universally experienced by all human cultures. Now these, initially, the first six were surprise, happiness, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger. Now, these in particular emotions are what really fascinated me, because there are so many different emotions that we feel, but these particular emotions are what we actually use mostly on a daily basis. And it can actually affect our physical and our mental health dramatically. And I don't think many people actually know that. I actually found it extremely interesting to understand how, you know, your feelings can actually dictate what happens in your life to a certain extent. So one of the examples that was given to me was, for example, you're happy, you're feeling happy, you're feeling great. This has actually been linked to longevity, life longevity. So when you're happy in a relationship, when you're happy, for example, in your marriage, your where you live, your career, a loving family, all of these things are really, you know, imperative to, you know, your well-being. Whereas I was told, and obviously looking and doing the research on this in particular area, unhappiness does the total opposite. So, you know, it's linked to a variety of very poor health outcomes. So if you're unhappy in a relationship, you know, you're going through a divorce, your marriage breakdown, you know, you're homeless or you have nowhere to live, you have no career prospects, no family or support network, all of these things can impact your health phenomenally, really badly. You know, you get involved in stress, anxiety, depression, loneliness, and these have all been linked to a lowered immunity and then the opposite to happiness, a decreased life expectancy. Now, I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on emotions. Do we actually take note of what we're feeling and what we're doing every day? I don't know. I do, but I've learned to do that now. I never used to, but now it's really important to me that I actually know how I'm feeling, so that I know how to respond to certain circumstances that are coming, you know, coming around on a daily basis, whether it be personally, whether it be in work. All of these things are really important, these emotions, in how you handle yourself and how you move forward with your daily life. But empathy is probably one of the main emotions that I really, really, and I'll use the word, empathize with. Now, that's the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Dictionary will tell you. So, empathy. How does this emotion benefit us in particularly? Well, I actually found out it reduces stress. It builds resilience. It builds trust. It's healing to us. It helps us to personally grow. I think that obviously it increases creativity and develops learning. You know, it also helps in managing conflict, and supports collaborative action when you're in an environment, for example, you know, you're in work, empathy, you know, when you're in meetings, something goes wrong, You're empathetic, you're talking, you bring things into control. You regain control in a situation by showing empathy. And it also is something as simple, you know, as smiling at somebody. How does that make you feel? It makes me feel absolutely phenomenal. I love it when somebody smiles at me and says, good morning. Or they take the time to remember, you know, I've met them for the first time, and they take the time to remember my name and giving me, you know, their full attention when I'm in a meeting. You know, I'm a very, very busy lady, and I'm sure everybody out there has a, you know, busy lives, and we do things, and sometimes we can actually forget, you know, to give people attention and be 100% in the moment with them at that point in time. You know, being curious about people's lives and their interests and, you know, giving them constructive advice, you know, these are all empathetic behaviors that we should be using and we do use on a daily basis. Also, one of the things that I struggle with personally, and I've sort of looked at things when I've spoken to people, an individual has been extremely, let's say, extremely successful, whether it be, you know, in business, personally, and an individual or a friend or a family member is genuinely happy for them. You know, that when you imagine yourself in a situation and then not actually being happy for that person, so you're pretending to be happy or you're pretending to do that, it makes them feel as if, you know, you're not giving them what the desired effect, how can I put it? You know, it's a desired effect. So empathy is an action, in essence. So when you sense somebody else's happiness and you're being genuinely happy for them, then they know that. But you can imagine yourself in position if they're struggling, for example. If a person's situation is bad, the feeling that you have is sadness. So you actually feel that rather than actually sympathizing with them. Sympathy is a different ballgame altogether. You know, when people talk about sympathy, you know, when you lose a parent or you lose a family member or you lose a loved one, you know, or something like that, obviously you get all these sympathy cards or whatever it may be. Unless you've actually been through something like that or whatever it may be, you struggle to actually empathize with that person because you've never actually physically gone through that emotion before. So it's really, really important that we sort of know how this affects different people and how it affects us individually when we're talking to other people about certain things. So the other thing that I was really, you know, interested in is the impact that we actually have on people, you know, by doing the small actions. How does it make people feel? How does that actually, you know, the impact from these small actions affect another person? You know, having empathy, you know, enables us to build social connections. You know, it helps us to feel connected to others, which is hugely important for our well-being. It's the very basis of human relationships, and it helps us to feel valued. It helps us to feel loved. You know, it helps us to feel cared for, connected to others, and it's imperative, you know, for our mental well-being, definitely. So I'm going to give you a story because this is a personal experience for me, and it happened very recently. It was just before Christmas, actually, so it's been about three months ago now. And I was out with my daughter, and we were out shopping. It was about 3 days prior to Christmas. And I'm really, really focused. And I help and support as many people as I possibly can in the charity, from a charitable, perspective. And one of the things that I really, really despise is the fact that, homelessness. We live in an age nowadays where homelessness is rife, and I don't believe that people should be homeless in this day and age, personally. I really don't, and this is my opinion, but I don't think people should actually be homeless. And there was this young man, he was 19 years of age, I found out, because I actually stopped to actually help him, and I actually wanted to talk to him. People were walking past, ignoring him. I could see he was cold, he was shivering. So I stopped and I actually asked him, what can I do to help you? And he wanted food. He wanted something to drink. He wanted, something to keep him warm. And I told my daughter, and I got my daughter to, I gave her some money and I told her, go get some food. Go and get this young man whatever he needs, so that we can actually help him. And I sat down and I talked to him. His name was Josh, and he told me his story. And when he told me his story, I have to say it completely and utterly broke me, because we don't know any time. He was 19 years of age. His mother was a drug addict, and his mother had passed away literally 5 days prior. So his whole life had been turned upside down. They lived at the time, he told me, in rented accommodation. But because he was 19 years of age, he didn't have a job at the time. The landlord threw him out of the property, which I find astounding, to be honest with you, anyway. But this is where we should be having empathy, by the way. And this young man had no family. He had no siblings. He had nobody. He had nobody that he could actually go to help him. And he was left on the streets. So this is the first time that this had happened to him. So I decided to help this young man and arranged for him. I didn't want him on the streets. It was 3 days prior to Christmas, for goodness sake. I didn't want to have him on the streets. It was freezing cold. And I arranged for him to have a few days until after Christmas. It was 5 days in total at that point in time, in a room in a hotel, so that he could get back onto his feet and actually try and get his life together. It actually gets me quite emotional when I think about this. And I helped him. I gave him some money. I told him to try and try and get himself back on his feet, and I gave him my mobile number, and I said if he wanted to call me, to call me at any time, and I would do whatever I could to help him. So we go to the hotel, I check him in, I pay for his room, and he burst into tears and said that he had never had anyone previously to this ever offer to help, which I found astounding, to be honest. This young man, vulnerable young man, that had just lost his mother, had been going through an emotional upheaval. He had nowhere to go. He had nothing to be able to live for, to a certain extent. You know, his emotions, to me, it broke my heart when I saw this young man in the way that he was. Anyway, let's cut to the chase here. Let me tell you the whole quick story, and we'll move on to the next part of the conversation here. And hopefully we'll get a couple of callers on as well. Or if we have any questions, please feel free to phone in and give some questions to me as well. Anyway, I sent him on his way, bless, and gave him the support. I made sure he had food, clothing, etc. And he, I saw him again about 4 weeks later. As I was walking, but he wasn't on the streets. He wasn't on the streets. He wasn't begging for money. He wasn't begging for food. And he came running over to me because he remembered me and said, "I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for stopping and helping me, because if it wasn't for you, I don't think I would be here now," which just completely and utterly blew me away, because I didn't realize that this young man was having suicidal thoughts at that point in time when I actually stopped to speak to him and to help him. And had I had not done that, then he may not have been here to talk to me and tell me, what we've done. So what I'm trying to say, and the moral of the story here, is when none of us know what's going on, and none of us understand that things can change in a heartbeat, and that we must, as a human race, anywhere in the world, we must have compassion and we must have empathy and we must help others at all times. You know, it's something that we would want for ourselves. So that's just one example of empathy that I have personally had. I also want to give you a telephone number. Please call 1-563-999-3555, because I would love to hear your questions and any of your stories, really. Please feel free to call in. It would be wonderful to speak to one of you or to have some questions come through. Oh, I think we actually have a call now coming through.
Hey, Sophia, how are you? First time listener.
Hey, Greg.
Actually, I am a long time listener, first time caller. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I am very well. So, what a great story. So my question is, the difference, tell us the difference, I got two parts to this question. The first is the difference between sympathy and empathy. Explain that to us. Because people get that mixed up.
Yeah. So the difference with sympathy is, the difference with sympathy is that you don't resonate with the actual emotion itself of what you've experienced. So it's when you empathize with somebody, you actually understand the physical and the process they have actually gone through, because you've probably experienced that yourself. Whereas with sympathy, sympathy is, you sympathize with somebody, but you're not attached to that emotion. So it's two totally different emotions. So it's very difficult to try and sort of clarify 100%. But yeah, sympathy and empathy are two very simple things, but they're not the same. You can sympathize with somebody, so sympathizing with somebody, like I say, you sympathize with their situation, but you can't relate to the emotions that they've been through because you've not experienced it yourself.
Oh, great. So, you know, I know you live in the UK and I live in New York.
I do.
Center, place in the world. When you, how, what made you help this young man? Because, you know, in New York City, we have a high rate of homelessness. And, you know, it comes from mental illness and drug addict, drug abuse and things like that. What would you,
yeah.
How would one try to distinguish whether to help somebody or not? That was my last question. You can answer that and you can continue. You've got a great show.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. For me, I've always believed that, you know, as a human race, we should be helping each other. And I think we live in such a difficult time, especially now. And I could see that this young man was sitting on the floor. And I when I say here in London, as you all know, well, probably the weather here in the United Kingdom is not the greatest. It's forever raining, and it's cold, and it's dreary. And it was just before Christmas, like I said. And I'm walking past this, when I saw this young man as we were walking towards him, I could see people. He was asking for help. He was asking for help. How can another human being decline or not help somebody that needs help? I can't. My heart's too big. Well, no, it's not too big. It's as it should be. You know, he needed help, and I wanted to help him. So for me, I just wanted to do whatever I could do for this young man, because I have a son nearly his age. And it's the imagining as a mother, okay, he just lost his mother. As a mother myself, imagining that would be my son on the streets, how would that make me feel if my son was having to do the same? Oh, my God. Just the thought of it just devastates me. I don't think anybody, you know, give a little, do anything. You don't even have to give money. If you see somebody, you know, get them a hot dog, for God's sake, or, you know, get them a sandwich, get them a bottle of water, get them something, you know, give it to them. You don't have to give money. It can be something as little as sitting down with somebody and actually acknowledging that they are a person. You know, people, you know, look down on people that are homeless. But you know what? You have no idea what that person has gone through. And you have no idea what their circumstances are for them to be in that situation. I've known people that have had phenomenal jobs that were highly paid, but unfortunately, circumstances change things, and they ended up homeless. So what I'm trying to say, people, please, is just be kind. Just be good. You know, just be nice. You know, that's all it needs. But sorry that I get so emotional about things, because things like this, one thing you'll get to know about me as these shows carry on over the next, you know, over the next few months, is that I am extremely passionate about topics and philanthropy. Philanthropy and empowerment, you know, empowering people to believe that whatever they want, they can achieve, is a really important thing for me too. So whatever I can do to help, that is exactly what I want to do. And this gives me the help, and this show gives me the voice to be able to help others. And if I can empower anybody, whether, you know, you're going through a difficult time at this moment in time, or, you know, if I can help support you by you listening to, you know, some of the advice that I've been given myself. We've all been through difficult times. mental health is attributed to all of these emotions that we feel as well. If we're in a bad place, it's going to affect our mental health. And one of the things that I'm heavily involved with is charitable work. It's my life ambition that one day I will be able to help as many people as I possibly can through the charitable work that I will be doing going forward. And mental health is a major area. And here in the UK, there is an amazing charity which I support, the Kaleidoscope Charity, and they literally help people in the circumstances this young man was in, you know, suicidal, helping them to be able to talk to somebody, you know, giving them advice and lots of different things and counselling to be able to get people back on their feet again. Now, I think I've got another call coming through. Yes, I have. Let me see.
It's that guy from New York again. You know what? I love your show. And I got a question. What is your driving force? What drives Sophia? You know, I'm listening to your show, so I keep calling back. I know your producer thinks I'm an idiot, but that's okay. I love your show. So tell, you know, I want to know what your driving force is. Thank you.
My driving force, I think I have my why, and I think I really want to make a difference in this world one day. Philanthropy, like I said to you, is a massive area for me. And my driving force is knowing that, you know, I can leave a legacy on this planet in this time now before I go. I don't want to leave a legacy after I'm dead. I want to do it now. I want to help people now whilst I'm alive. I want to be able to see what I'm helping to support, and I will make that my life's mission. I will. I love everything that I do. Listen, I love being able to do this. I am so privileged. Oh my God, am I privileged? Yes, I am. I have a voice. I'm sitting here on a radio station with you guys listening to me, to little old Sophia here in London, UK, talking about things that are important to me as well, and trying to help, not necessarily educate, but just to give my advice to you. And if I can make one person change and do something to help another person, that's great. I've done something good. And I think once you've experienced the feeling of doing something like that, you'll never go back. I've got DNA. The charitable work is in my DNA. It's embedded in me, literally. You know, it inspires me. And one thing that you don't know much about me yet, and you will get to know me over the next few weeks. I've done a lot of charitable things, and I've done a fair few things. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am a middle-aged woman, let's put it that way. But, you know, nothing stops me. I am a hurricane when it comes to things like this. I've jumped out of aeroplanes to help, help charitable organizations. I've raised a lot of money for charity over the last probably 12-15 years. I've raised in excess of potentially nearly 20 million pounds for charities around the world. So it's inspiring for me, and I love doing that, and I will continue to do that. And one of the biggest events that I got involved with was a Bear Grylls Survival Challenge in Zimbabwe, which took me away for 7 days. We did a 5-day challenge in the plains in Africa. Oh my goodness, did that teach me a lesson. But you know what? It was the most satisfying thing that I'd ever done, because we raised nearly £120,000 at that point in time with me and a group of people that came. So it was wonderful. I think I have another call coming through now. So
Hey, listen, it's me again. I love your show. I have so many questions. You seem to be you inspire a lot of people, and I love that you give amazing, you give yourself and put your all in it. Now, I'm just kind of curious. I always ask questions like this. What would you tell your 19-year-old self? Would you go back and tell your 19-year-old self? That's one question. Two, tell me three people, dead or alive, that you would have dinner with. I know this sounds corny, but I just want to get to know you, because I'm going to listen to your show every week. So could you, I'm just kind of curious. Thanks.
Okay. If I went back and told, what would I say to my 19-year-old self? Okay. Live your dreams. That's what I would say. Live your dreams. Go out there and do whatever you can to live your dreams. We have one life to live. There is no second chance. There's no rerun. So don't worry about what other people say, what other people do. Go out there and live your dreams, because you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. Anything is achievable. Simple. There is no, you've just got to have the fire in your belly and the passion to be able to go and do what you want to do. So, yeah, at 19, I think if I knew then what I know now, oh, my goodness, I think I would have made, a few changes in life, and I hopefully would have been able to, impact more people. But, yeah, that's what I would say there. What would I give myself? Yeah, I'm just trying to think. The three people that I would, first and foremost, the first person, my father. I would have dinner with my father again. He was my biggest inspiration. I lost him nearly 18 years ago. So, my father would definitely be one. Secondly, who would have... You know what? I would love to have dinner with Elvis Presley. I think he was an amazing guy. And I would absolutely 100% want to have dinner with him. And let's think of somebody else. Who else would I want to have dinner with, dead or alive? So David Attenborough. There you go. That's a name. So David Attenborough, he's one of the most amazing people that I admire. You know, the amount of work that he's done for our planet and the sun is just phenomenal. And I would 100% want to do that. Elvis Presley, let me go back to Elvis, because I never told you why I'd want to. I think he grew up in a time where, you know, it was very different for, race was a big thing in those days, and at that time when he was alive, and he broke all of the barriers. He didn't conform. And that's one thing that I like. I don't necessarily like people that just conform. He didn't conform, and he went all out. He didn't listen, and I like that. I like somebody that will actually sort of, push back. Let's put it that way. And he certainly did this. And look at him. Look at where he got to, and now. You know, he passed away, God knows how many years ago now, but, you know, in the 70s. And he's still the biggest, world's biggest artist, in my opinion. So, yeah, those are the three people that I will have. My father, because he was my ultimate inspiration, and I wish he was here with us now. Elvis Presley, because he doesn't conform, and I love that. I absolutely love him. And, you know, he opened eyes, let's put it this way. He opened doors for other people to move in those in that direction that he did. And thirdly, like I said, Sir David Attenborough, because I just think he's a wonderful man, and what he's done for our planet is phenomenal. Now, I'm just trying to think. Someone's just asked me, I'm just reading one of the questions here. Let me have a look. How would I change the world? Okay. Wow, how would I change the world? You know what? I think we all need to live in peace. What would I do to change the world? Okay, well, wow, that's a big question, in all fairness. You know, I think everything that we do in life, you can change the world. In many ways, I think, you know, collectively, to make a difference in the world we live in today, we have to, one, be kind to others. You know, kindness, it doesn't cost a thing, yet it's the richest gift that you can give to anyone. Two, listen to people. You know, I think a lot of people forget to listen. That is a really important area that I think people forget to do. They talk a lot. My God, here's me as an example, chatting away here and really going on for, but listening is a big thing. Help others, you know, have it in your heart to help others. Have patience. And what I can say is that, you know, there is a quote that I saw, and I'm gonna leave you with this quote as well, but sort of put it forward. Strength grows when we dare. Unity grows when we pair. Love grows when we care. Live in peace, not in pieces. And I think that, to me, I read that quote a while ago, and it just resonated with me. And I think if we can all be strong and, you know, help each other and do everything else that we need to do, then I think we can change the world. You know, unfortunately, we live in, and I'm not going to get into politics, guys. That's one thing I really don't want to get into. However, you know, we live in a world that is dictated by, politics. And unfortunately, there are things that we cannot control, but we can control other areas, such as, you know, things that we're doing. So, you know, from a child's perspective or anything from that, you know, from that area. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, it's that's what I would say. I hope that's answered your question. But yeah, changing the world. How would you guys change the world? That would be interesting to know. You know, people have different perspectives on life, and understanding what people's perspectives are, I think, helps us all grow in ways that we probably didn't know we could. But, you know, I think going back to, you know, the emotions and the things that we were talking about, I think it all sort of pans out together, you know, and we need to really focus on how we can make this world a better place, really. But I want to talk about, and the other things that I want to sort of put forward, because this is obviously an area that I'm really keen on doing, I want to talk about many things going forward with other shows that we're going to be talking about going forward, like I said, you know, about empowerment, about education, about lots of different areas, but I'd be really keen to cover topics that are relevant to you as well. So it's always going to be great to actually get people to actually let us know what they want to talk about. But I can certainly, you know, look at all of the different areas that I am really interested in dealing with. But, you know, I want to talk about things that are potentially, you know, areas of should I say this? But yeah, potentially could be controversial. I don't know, you know, things that we can actually have open conversations about and real. You know, I don't want to hide behind, oh, you can't talk about race, for example, or you can't talk about the issues that we have in certain areas and countries. I don't want to go down the political side of things, but things people hate to talk about race. People hate talking about, you know, certain areas, and I think it's really, really important. I come from an immigrant background. My parents, you know, were immigrants. They moved to the UK back in the 50s. You know, I'm born and bred in England, but I was a first generation immigrant that came into this country, and I'm proud of who I am, and I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm proud of what my parents taught me, you know, and what they did. But I think it would be great to have open discussions about, you know, what is important to us, you know, and I think that could be something that we discuss. You know, if I get enough people to say, yeah, this is one of the areas that we can discuss, I'd love to open that door up and have a conversation, because I can talk personally about my own experiences here in the UK. So I definitely want to look at breaking down barriers that I think are still there. And unfortunately, we're in the year 2023. And, you know, we shouldn't have these issues. We should all be living in peace. We really should. But, you know, black, white, Muslim, Christian, it's race and religion. Race and religion. It's a constant battle. But you know what? I want to bring it to the forefront. It's something that I would want to try and, you know, move forward and openly discuss. Some people will love it, some people will hate it, but you know what? I've got broad shoulders, so I'm happy to take those. I'm happy to take people's, you know, comments on board, and I'd love to hear your opinions. You know, also talking about potential, you know, looking at relationships as well. That's the other thing that I would like to talk about, you know, how... you know, what makes them work, what doesn't make them work. Talking about, you know, wellness, health and well-being and lots of different things. I think those are areas that we should be covering. But I think what we'll do is go through each topic and see how we can take it. You know, I come from a Greek background, by the way, just to let you know, I am Greek Cypriot. And, you know, culture, my culture is imperative to me. So that's another area that I'd really love to talk about, culture, people's cultures. And, you know, I think we should all take the time out to experience people's cultures. One of the things, can I tell you one thing that really frustrates me? And I'm talking as a British, you know, as a British person or a British immigrant here in the UK, I've noticed when we go abroad, if we're English speaking, a lot of English speaking people will go or travel to a country, but choose not to try and learn even some phrases to be able to communicate with other cultures and other people in their countries. I find that so ignorant. I find it so ignorant. I always try. Listen, I'm I'm hopeless. And with technology that we have nowadays, you can actually talk into your phone and it translates for you. We should be trying to learn, you know, how we interact with other cultures as well and other races and cultures. I think we live in such a diverse world, and we live in these little bubbles of our own, and it's so frustrating. It really is so frustrating. I think we should be embracing everything and sort of taking everything in, you know, absorbing everything like a sponge. You know, we have one life on this earth. Oh my goodness, I intend, if I'm here for another 40 years, if I'm lucky, another 50 years, we'll try. I want to make this the best 50 years of my life. I want to take in as much as I possibly can. It's fantastic. But anyway, here we go. So, guys, I would say that you are listening to Sophia's Choices show on G Radio New York City. We are here for your entertainment, and just want you to listen. I want this to be a free-for-all to a certain extent. I really do. I just want you guys to feel like this is a family. We are a family. This is not a them and us. I want you to be part of my family. I want you to come on board, and I want you to feel free to open any subject, any topic, and let's talk. Let's do this, and, you know, let's make an impact. Let us make an impact on this world. Let's use this voice. Let's use this station. Let's use this show to make an impact on this world. Let's do it. What have we got to lose, guys? Are you with me on this? Hopefully you're with me on this. But I would welcome, like I said, let's talk about anything that, you know, floats your boat, as we would say here in the UK. So I have completely and utterly, thoroughly enjoyed, you know, being here today, to be able to speak to you all and sort of have this discussion. And thank you for the caller who obviously called in with the questions as well, and the questions that have been coming through on email. This is great as well. But yeah, I think what we can do next time is do a show and hopefully get some of you actually on the radio with me, having a discussion, a one-on-one discussion, and seeing if we can answer some of your questions directly. It would be a pleasure for me to do that. And you know what? Throw anything at me. I really don't mind. You know, I'm an open book and very happy to discuss anything that is of interest to you guys as well. So I hope that you found this to be interesting. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope that you'll be back. Well, listen, there's no hope about it. You must come back. There's no other option. We need you back. We definitely need you back. We're still working on the date that we're going to be, you know, airing the show at least once a week. That's what I want to do. And I think it potentially could be midweek, but we'll let you know. We'll certainly let you know. And hopefully we can sort of grow this to, you know, maybe 2-3 nights a week going forward. But let's see what response we get back. And I'd be really keen to, you know, try and move this and blow everything out the water. Let's go for it. I'll soon have all of the social media, which we'll be able to send, you know, links for you guys to be able to correspond with us as well. So for the show, and yeah, it's all happening. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us all to definitely try and make a difference going forward. So listen, guys, I've thoroughly enjoyed being here. And again, I hope that you've enjoyed my ramblings. And they are ramblings. So my time is up. I have to go and I have to leave you. But thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening this evening. And I wish you all the best. Love and light to you all. Thank you. Bye for now.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe. They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.